Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. Now, Washington's latest move to hike tariffs on South African farm exports could deliver a blow to one of the country's most productive export sectors. While much of the political noise is focused on identity politics, the real story is economic. The tariffs threaten the viability of key value chains in citrus, table grapes and nuts, and that supports tens of thousands of rural jobs and bring in billions in trade revenue. So if implemented, the US decision could force exporters to pivot away possibly from their most lucrative market, and there are obvious consequences for farming communities and agribusiness. I want to talk now to Dr. Boitsoko Ntshabele, who's the Chief Executive of the Citrus Growers Association of South Africa. Dr. Ntshabele, a very warm welcome to you. And if these tariffs go ahead, have you wrapped some numbers around it? How many farms or jobs in the citrus sector, in your opinion, are at immediate risk?
Thank you very much, Jeremy, for having us on your show. Yes, we have. So we export citrus out of the Western Cape and the Northern Cape. And the challenge is that mainly it is vulnerable rural towns, like towns of Citrusdal, that employ these people. And in that province, we are looking at 35,000 jobs that are at risk if this come into be.
Do you believe, does the association believe, that the government right now is doing enough behind the scenes to engage more assertively with US trade officials? Or do you think that farmers at this point have been left to fend for themselves?
Look, we've been engaging with government since this came into being in April of this year, and we have no doubt convinced that government is committed to ensuring that we find a solution to this problem. We believe that perhaps what has been announced now is more of a call to say, can we finish this before the 1st of August? And the reason being that the initial announcement had been wanting this to be implemented immediately, but you would recall that there was a 90-day reprieve which ended on the 9th. Mm. And had the decision been made by the Trump administration to implement, that would have been implemented on the evening of the 9th. And therefore, we see this as saying, can we get this over the line? And it's really a call for negotiations between the US and the South African governments.
And are you getting any positive signs in that respect at this point?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We spoke to government immediately when this was announced, and the impression we're getting is that a lot of work is being put into place to ensure that these meetings take place, and that we hopefully from government side, they chaperone this to finality.
But you can't sit back, though. I'm assuming there are alternative strategies that are already being discussed. We know that the United States is this country's second largest citrus market. But it would be difficult, surely, for the industry to pivot quickly to alternative export destinations. That takes time, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But the one thing that is not generally known is that we are an industry that's built on exports. So we already export to over 100 markets. We are the second largest exporter of citrus in the world today. We do know that the challenge is always that when we produce citrus on the ground by growers, it is for specific markets. And that is what makes it difficult to pivot, because you find that there are specific market specifications in terms of product quality, specifications in terms of health, but also specification in terms of maximum residue limits that are acceptable in those markets. But yes, we are continuing and looking for new destinations for our product.
And where are those destinations?
Look, we're looking at markets in India. We're looking to further growth into China. We're looking for further growth into Japan and South Korea. But we're working hard also to get into the Southeast Asia markets, Philippines, Thailand, and so forth. So we've been at it, and we are hoping that with the support of government, we were happy to hear the president announce that more diversification is required. Hopefully, they are going to throw resources at it in terms of people from Delco, to do trade diplomacy, people from the DTIC who should be the ones on the ground already looking as to what are the challenges in those markets. We know that we are hit by high tariffs in some of those markets currently.
Even if you find new markets, though, it's going to be difficult to make up the U.S. Shortfall or deficit, isn't it?
Yes. And looking at it, we don't want to walk away from that market. And let me explain. We are positioned to grow to about 260 million cartons by 2032. This year, we are looking at 171. So that's big growth. And we want to grow in every market that we are playing. So we don't want to walk away from this market without putting up a big fight for it.
It's not just, of course, direct jobs that are under threat. I would imagine the broader agribusiness value chain in the sector is exposed. I'm thinking of packhouses and logistics companies.
Absolutely. So the entire value chain has to be almost looked at in terms of the potential impact and how much of that can be redirected into other areas. So you're absolutely right. And some of it, you know, you find that some farmers themselves are involved in the further down the value chain. And that might have impact in terms of farm income and so forth and profitability.
And while all of this is happening, and this is the last question to you, it's difficult, I imagine, for the sector to remain future focused. I'm assuming that a tariff escalation could potentially break the business case for reinvestment and expansion in the short to medium term.
Yes and no. So we've got our own what we call Vision 260, premised on growth, and our growth is exports. We want to pivot. We are going to reassess as our season ends in October, and probably pave a new way forward, depending on how this ends with government and the U.S.
Thank you very much indeed. It is an issue that we will be keeping a very close eye on. That's Dr. Boitsoko Ntshabele, who's the chief executive of the Citrus Growers Association of South Africa.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.